I'm Matt Gordon. We're at Abiqua Falls, and it's decently indescribable, very grand, makes me feel very small.
The waterfall sits in a huge bowl-shaped canyon, a hidden gem in the middle of the Saniam State Forest. On either side of the falls, lichen covers the basalt walls, a bright chartreuse color to the left, a deep orangey-red to the right. Instagrammers are standing in a large rocky area that juts out from the pool. Matt is one amongst a crowd of 20-somethings who dominate the scene, armed with cameras and smartphones. You wouldn't know it, but they met an hour ago at Main Street Bistro and Coffee in Silverton, Oregon. The event hosts, who are from Eugene, Salem, and Bend, chose this coffee shop. Organizers spread the word through a post on Instagram, consisting of a picture of the location, tagging the other hosts, and giving directions on how to get there. Maybe the biggest surprise is that these strangers come together like old friends. As grammars begin to fill the coffee shop, people chatted around tables and lounged on couches sipping their lattes. For Timothy Pillow, this was his first Insta-meet, and it drew upon new emotions.
It's demystifying, you know, putting a face to the image you've seen online. It's very fun.
The vibrant crowd drew the attention of one coffee shop regular, Benjamin Cedartree, who had never heard of an Insta-meet before. The event surprised him.
I think it's cool that you're going from this social media aspect and you're taking it into an actual physical space. I think that is really a step up in terms of cultural transformation.
Once everyone became acquainted, the group left the coffee shop and headed out towards the main event of the day, the waterfall. People climbed into SUVs, a necessity for the rigorous gravel roads to reach Abiqua Falls. Instagrammers hiked a little less than a mile to the falls, grasping a rope while inching down steep cliffs. The event is centered on photography and the app, yet the majority of the time was spent socializing. There was more conversation happening than picture taking.
By the way.
Zach.
But I think for the people that showed up here today, yeah, there's a lot of pictures being taken and people are making really dumb jokes and like laughing. It's beautiful that way. Like that. Beautiful laughter.
That's Brooklyn Wagner, one of the five hosts of the Insta-meet today. She is well known within the community, and rightly so. Her Instagram dons photos of her personal connections with new and old friends alike.
I've already heard from people here today that they feel so weird that they're meeting other people that already feel familiar to them, which is so cool.
For Matt Gordon, who we heard from at the beginning, this event was a way to integrate himself into a new community. Matt just made the move to Oregon from Tennessee.
Social media can bring you together. I actually met Christopher before I ever moved out here through Instagram. And saw this here today, so I wouldn't be here if it weren't for social media. I'd probably be sitting at home alone in my new apartment because I don't know anybody. One more.
Nick Graves from Bellingham, Washington, had been road tripping through Oregon, saw the opportunity to meet some fellow grammars, and decided to make an appearance.
You've been following them and you connect, and it's like, oh, wow, that's just awesome. It's just crazy what this little app can do to bring about community.
For KLCC, I'm Emily Green in Silverton.